Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Priscilla Cisneros, who's the Learning and Development Manager at Western Growers. Priscilla, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization and what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Priscilla, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Yeah, so I have the pleasure of working for Western Growers Association, actually Western Growers University. That is the name of my initiative. And what we do is provide training services for our clients. And we're talking about 2,000 different members through California and Arizona. My job is to partner with them to develop and to deliver curriculum that is specific for their population, to help them develop their leadership skills, to be compliant with the law. So it's great work that we're doing, and I'm really excited to do it. For me, my foundations for helping organizations grow and keep, you know, a good culture where everybody can contribute, going back to the basics, you know, spark curiosity in people for learning and for leadership. I think if you make an environment where people see that it's okay to make mistakes and learn from those mistakes, and, you know, raise your hand when you have a question or when you don't know how to do a certain thing. It makes it so that people are more willing to be vulnerable, but also become more curious about how much they can learn, what else they can learn, and they start developing their own career path in the organization, leading themselves, right? Initiating the conversation with their managers about, where else can I be helpful in the organization? I have a passion for this. Is there an opportunity for me to grow into that? So definitely believe that that's one core area where organizations need to spend time. The other one I would say is developing common language so that everyone in the organization can use key concept or key language to signal either something going great or something that could be improved. At Western Growers, we use the Arvinger Institute for our cultural development piece, our organizational culture. So we have two terms, inward mindset and outward mindset. And when we're outward, we're basically working in a way that we are keeping the overall goal of the company in mind. And when we're inward, we're maybe looking at how I can best, you know, work on this project so that I shine bright, you know, and get the promotion myself, whatever it is, right? So it's a quick way for us to be able to say, like, okay, I'm going inward. You know, that means to people that maybe I'm having a hard time with the conversation that we're having, and I need them to kind of give me time to get back to being outward and being a team player. And then the last thing, definitely, you know, teach people the importance of taking care of your human resource, your financial resource, and your material resource, placing a huge emphasis in your human resource. If you have an employee that is a top producer but doesn't take care of the people around him or her, right? It's always in conflict, then that is a way that they're not helping take care of the human resource. So emphasize how much an organization really needs everyone to be part of the same team. And those are the aspects that I wanted to share with you today about what we can do to help organizations grow.
I really like those three points that you made there, Priscilla, really clear, concise, and I can see the practical applicability of those. If I could just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free to subscribers. Priscilla, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion?
Let's do it.
Priscilla, thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us today. I really appreciate it. It's great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Priscilla.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.